to Close It Now, the podcast that's revolutionizing the HVAC and home improvement trades industries. Get ready to dive deep into the world of heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. We're turning up the heat on industry standards and cooling down misconceptions. And we're not just talking about fixing vents and adjusting thermostats. It's about the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. We're the driving force inspiring top performers who crave excellence, not only in their professional endeavors, but also in fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all. This is Close It Now, where excellence meets excitement. Let's get to work. Now your host, Sam Wakefield.
Have you ever felt like you said all the right things, but the buyer still didn't say yes? What if the issue wasn't your script, but their state of mind? Today, we're flipping the script on selling, literally, by exploring why resistance is often not rejection, but a sign your buyer's brain needs something different. So that is going to be our episode today. You're going to love it. Stick around. But first, before we get into that, let's do a couple things. I got a couple of announcements coming in. We've got a What's in Your Cup today. We've got a bunch of new reviews. Thank you, everyone who's been leaving 5-star reviews. I appreciate it, and I love you all. And so let's get into it. So first of all, let's do What's in Your Cup. What is in your cup today? What are you drinking? Today, this is afternoon. You hear me opening my can. Open a can. I remember those old open a can, whoop ass. I hope you do. I hope you're old enough to remember those commercials. But today I have, if you're on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe, and you can see my green soda. This is the sparkling lemon lime. You know, one thing that to be a top performer, you have to focus on your health to be able to function at the highest level and have the stamina to go, you know, run 2, 3, 4. Some of you, you know, ideally, yes, we know we should be doing 3 or 4 appointments a day, et cetera. However, it's the busy season right now, y'all. This is June 25th, the date of recording. And I know a lot of you have 5, 6, 7, 8. I've run as many as 11 appointments in a day one time. It was hellacious, but it was also a $100,000 day. I think so. The biggest day, I'm curious. So join the Facebook group. Because I'm curious, I would love to know from you who has had, so we're talking residential sales. I don't want to talk about, you know, a multifamily, you did an entire apartment complex. That's a whole nother thread. I'm curious, for all of you that are doing residential sales, what has been your biggest day? You know, we're talking single family, multiple sits, over and over and over. Sure, if you had like a big house come in, something like that. Let's try to keep it to, you know, houses have 1, 2, maybe 3 systems. But what's been your biggest day when you're out there in the grind doing it? Let's stay with the 80%. I think my biggest day I had one time was $165K in a single day. That was on a Saturday. I started early. That's the day that I started. My first appointment was right around 7:30 a.m. and the last one, that's the day I started it, the last appointment at 1 a.m. I ran solid all day long. It was a day, I'll tell you that. But I rounded it out at 165 for the day. So what is your biggest number? Join the Close It Now Facebook group and let me know. I'll start a thread on this. I'm curious to know what has been your biggest day ever. So with that being said, you can't be a $1 million earner and eat off the dollar menu. So getting away from sodas, I never had a horrible problem with sodas, but they've kind of creeped in, you know, or Coke, as we say in Texas. It doesn't matter what it is, it's a Coke. Or if you're up in the Midwest, it's what, a pop or a soda pop. What part of the country are you in? What do you call it? So I found these green colas. They are really, really good. They're naturally sweetened. So it's got stevia in it. So it's not an artificial sweetener. And they're made with things that are not going to kill you. So when you need a break from just water, of course, get plenty of hydration. These guys are awesome. They're 0 calories. Usually either 0 or 10. And their lemon lime one is really, really, really close to Sprite. It's pretty delicious. So it's my favorite of all of the green colas. So what's in your cup today? What are you drinking? So let's take a sip together and toast this episode because we're starting a new series that I know you're going to love. We're going to cover some things I can guarantee you no one else is talking about. But I don't know if they're scared to, they don't know enough about it or whatever, but we're going to cover some things in this series that I can guarantee you've never heard before. So, 3, 2, 1, let's toast. All right. Now let's get into this. So let's start off with a review. This is from, let's see, the name on here is Sales Pro in Flow. I love that name. The title of it is Closer. 5-star review. Sam is not only a true closer, but he has the gift of being able to take a tough concept and not only explain the psychology behind it and get you bought into the method, but is a true expert at simplifying and leaving you a tangible, tactical step. 1, 2, 3 takeaways that will 100% level up your game. Each episode is value, value, value. So thank you, Sales Pro Inflow. If you hear this and you reach out to me, let me know that you heard your review on the show, and we will set up a free 1-hour coaching session. So we'll get you even more to the next level. If you saw it in the Facebook, on my Facebook yesterday, I got a text from somebody. They listened to an episode, went out and closed a $17,800 project on the spot. So he credited it directly to what he learned in the episode. So thank you very much, Sales Pro Inflow, whoever you are. I'd love to meet you. And a couple of announcements. I want to all of you to know. I get questions often. How can we work with you? Do you just do podcasts? Do you do coaching as well? Those types of things. Yes, the answer is yes. I love doing the podcast and, of course, raising the standard of the industry, giving this away. And at the same time, I've got to pay the bills. So that's why I want you to know every now and then I'm going to ask you to buy something from me because we all need to learn how to ask for the sale. So, is it okay? Raise your hand if it's okay if I go through 3 different ways that you can work with me if you would like to know more. Because if you've gotten value from the podcast, I can tell you every single thing we cover here is very, very surface level. When you do coaching directly with me or with Close It Now, we deep dive and the transformation is even that much more. So, there's 3 different ways. One is I still have a handful of spots left in my one-on-one coaching. Now, there's not very many left because the value of my time, I can't block out 1,000 different hours in the week. There's not that many hours in the week, and I have to have time for podcasting, etc. So there's a 2 or 3 spots left on my one-on-one coaching calendar. Reach out. What we do is we go through the entire Close It Now process and we deep dive. It's a combination of training and coaching. So the training is 1 hour a week. And we get on a video call, just you and me. And then the coaching part is, it's like having a coach in your pocket. You get direct access to me throughout the week. So we can debrief calls. We can go over a lot of different things to get you to the next level. And so that is one way. So reach out to me directly. You can hit me at sam@closeitnow.net. You can go to closeitnow.net and fill out the form. Or you can join the Facebook group and pop me a message there. So one-on-one coaching. The second way is, and we really want to start talking about this a lot more. Yes, we do company level training. So we can look a couple different ways. There's 2 different levels to it. One is we can come in and do a training for if your organization needs just a boost. Let's go through. I'll come out. I'll spend 4 days with you guys and ladies. We'll do sales training in the morning. We do ride-alongs in the afternoon. We're living it, breathing it, doing it. And it instantly lifts your team. Almost every single time, we see minimum 20 to 30% lift in your numbers. So close rates, average tickets, all of these types of things. The last place I was at, they hadn't really had much traction for the last several weeks. And immediately after I was there, you know, the guy's average, the main sales guy now, his average ticket is just a tick over 20,000, and it was floating around 12 or 13 before that. And that happens almost every single time. So huge shout out to you, Chris. Hope I got those numbers correct. If not, we'll chat and I'll correct it. But so Chris up in at Perfect Temp in Chicago, or in Rockford actually, where the home of Cheap Trick. So shout out to you, Chris. He's crushing it, and he wasn't before I was there. And so, and of course, we're ongoing coaching now as well, just to get better and better and better. So yes, I can come out and we'll do a one time a shot in the arm for your team, or this is the third way. What I'm so one more way, and then I'm going to hint at something that's coming up. The third way, and this is one that I'm really, really excited about right now. It's I've started a new division of Close It Now, and we're calling it Trade Scale. So what we're doing there, it's a very limited it's an application process. You have to have some things in place with your organization, but if you're the owner out there and you're tired of running, beating your head against that wall, hitting that, you know, $2 million business wall, or the $5 million business wall, or the there's another business wall at right around 10 million, where it seems like you hit, keep hitting this level, and you just can't seem to get past it. You might get past a little bit and keep slamming right back down to that level between 8 and 10. There's another one right around 14 to 15 million. There's another one right around, it's about it, about every 5 million increments, there's a wall. And so if that is you, reach out to me and we can talk about trade scale. What it, I'll tell you real quick, what it's not is we're not coming in and taking equity from your company like a lot of these platforms are doing. We're not a private equity company. What we do is we partner with you to scale your company and grow it. You don't need a big capital infusion. You just need to learn how to create the right systems and have the right training in place so every single division of your company starts working like a machine with or without you. So that's what we do. And that is a much, it's a bit of a much longer term type of arrangement. But I'll tell you, the companies that are doing that are blowing up. So we've got that as well. So reach out to me if that is you and you want to talk about trade scale. So that's where we get the team involved and really dive in and just get you to the next level insanely fast. Our levels of growth there are nuts. So that is that. And then the last thing that I want to hint at is, yes, I've gotten a lot of attention lately and a lot of you've been reaching out. I am almost ready to announce the door program that I have been working on. I've been working on with some partners on this one, and it's going to start with, more than likely, it's going to start with a couple day event to teach you how to door knock for HVAC, how to build a team, how to recruit. Recruiting for canvassing is different than hiring for your positions. So we're going to go everywhere from recruiting, how to train them, the training. We're going to go over just an insane amount of information and what any other door-to-door training has. It stops there, but what we're putting together is the adrenaline shot in the arm. It's basically like door knocking on steroids because I know some magic tricks that will just, in fact, multiply the results that you get from that. So, if you want to know more about the door program, I'm going to start talking about this often. Message me about that as well. So, those are the announcements. Let's get into this episode. Take a breath here. Let's grab one more. What's in your cup drink? All right. So you know, somebody mentioned to me the other day, I guess a couple other things I should talk about. I want to know. So a coaching client of mine, Larry, he mentioned that he loves the interviews that I do, and he loves the training that I do. He's like, but he has a hard time back and forth with, because the way that I release them are the private training, you know, just the solo training like this comes out on its own, and then every other episode is an interview. Now, what he had mentioned was he would love a way if we just release them straight in a row so it could just go one after the other. Or would it be helpful to you all if we started creating like playlists when there's a series of episodes or something like that? I'm brainstorming this. Maybe best practice would be to split the podcast into two different podcasts, one of interviews and one of just me training. I don't know. I want to hear some feedback from you guys. From you gentlemen and ladies, what would you like best? And how do you think that it would go one way or the other? Because I definitely have enough episodes now. We're gonna have to do something and organize it a bit better. So I want to hear some feedback from you. How does your brain work, and how would you best receive the information? So that's my question to you. So let's get into this. We are talking about flipping the script. This is episode one of what I'm calling the Close It Now Sales Psychology Series. We are ditching the old school always be closing mindset. That thing is in the trash now, in favor of emotionally intelligent, psychology-informed selling. Here, what we're going to do, this episode, we're going to lay the foundation here, because when you understand how buyers actually think and feel, your influence starts to skyrocket. So let's see, let's get into this. There's another piece that I want to make sure to get in here. There it is. All right. Let's see. This is not a buzzword, right? So we're really, really diving in here. One of the pieces that I want to make sure to cover with this is the goal of this series. And it is right here. There we are. So I made notes this time. A lot of times I go off the cuff, but this one I've been writing this out. This is going to be probably quite a few episodes. So I want to make sure to get it all, follow my plan, stick to the plan. When you have a system, it's hard to go wrong. So my system right now are the notes for this episode. So here's the goal. The series is designed to train high-performing salespeople to read, adapt, and serve real humans, not scripts. We're diving into the psychology behind decisions, trust, and resistance, including emotional states, communication types, neurodivergence, cognitive bias, and the silent signals that shape every in-home interaction. So if you got value from the energy series that I did, that laid the foundation for this series. And so I'm taking those ideas and concepts. Consider that the starter. And this is going to dive a lot deeper into some of these concepts. So what we're going to do today is we're going to start with the three foundational tools that will carry through the entire series. So the first is the buyer lens. So this is different than the benefit lens that I've talked about a lot in the past. That's a whole different concept. This is understanding their world. So the setup for this is, you know, every buyer brings a mental filter into your presentation. Forever, we've always had this concept that when we enter into an appointment, you're starting at zero. And then as you go along, you're building and building and building, but that is not what happens. You're walking into their story. They already have this whole story going on in their head, how they were socialized, how they were trained, how their thoughts work, the stories they tell themselves. And we are stepping right into the smack dab into the middle of that. So we have to know how to function in those and how to recognize what their biases are immediately. So the explanation of the buyer lens. So this is their emotional state, their past experiences, their beliefs about money, their personality, their communication style. All of this is wrapped into their lens. That's how they see the world. So the first thing we have to do is we have to tune in before we start teaching and educating them. We've got to figure out, are they guarded? Are they distracted? Are they eager? Are they skeptical? These are words we have to know. We have to figure this out. Where are they in this scale here? So, and here's an example for you guys. You know, when you coach with me, of course, we're going to dive in. I'll give you exact scripting and exact verbiage. But for all of you, this accomplishes so much of that. So when you're getting started, here's a word track for you. So one of those actionable items you can take immediately and start to use. You can say something like, I want to make sure this fits you, not just anyone. Would it be okay if I ask a few questions before diving in? when you start an appointment with a statement like, or with a question like that, it's not a statement. It's sort of a statement. It's a statement with a question attached. I want to make sure this fits you, not just anyone. Would it be okay if I ask a few questions before diving in? So when you start that way, it opens the door. And that's the permission. That's your permission question. It opens the door for them to open up and give you more information. We get to peek behind the curtain of what's truly going on in their head. And so what I want you to do, and here's the start of this exercise. I'm going to be giving you a lot of homework through this series, because you have to, you know, it's one thing to just hear these podcast episodes, but if you can immediately implement at least a little bit of the concepts we use, it'll help lock it in a lot faster. So what I want you to do is think of your last three appointments. What lens were they viewing you through? Was it guarded? Were they distracted? Were they eager? Were they skeptical? What was it? What are they, you know, are they saying things about, oh, it's going to be expensive? Or are they talking about value? What is it? Figure out their lens. How are they viewing you and your company and the project? So that is the buyer lens. The next foundational concept here is the sales thermometer. So what we're going to do is we're going to measure emotional temperature. So people don't decide when they understand. They decide when they feel safe. This is really important to remember. They don't decide when they understand what's going on. They decide when they feel safe. That's why people can purely, they'll agree to everything. Yep, absolutely. The work needs done. Totally can see that. Yeah, this is the best choice. But they still have to think about it. They still are in indecision. A lot of times it's because they don't feel safe. So here's the framework for this. So first of all, let's talk about the difference in a cold lead, a warm lead, and a hot lead. I'm going to break this down a little bit different than, maybe a little deeper than you've ever heard. A cold lead, the way to recognize this is they're closed off, they're skeptical, they're resistant. That's how you know it's a cold lead. As it starts to warm, as these homeowners, human beings, we're going to humanize them. It's not just a lead. We're going to humanize them because they are humans. As they start to warm, now they get curious. Instead of skeptical, now they're neutral and they're more open. That's why one of the foundational teachings that I train is the difference in interested versus open. Go back and listen to that episode if you don't know what I'm talking about. We don't have time to get into it here. But then, so that's warm. Then when you know when they've hit that level of a hot lead, or they've warmed up to what we would call hot on the temperature scale, as far as that goes, they're engaged, they're emotional, they're leaning in. That's how we know. So how to read it. So there's a lot of different ways. There's tone, body language, pacing. So when they're cold, they give real short answers, real closed posture. As they're warming up, they're much more thoughtful questions. They start to physically open up a little bit, less arms crossed, those types of things. And then as it gets to where we would start to call it hot, now they're become emotionally invested. And pay attention, they start to get future focused. There's a big difference. The question, as they start to question, this is, most people stop at warm and think it's good enough. They have to become future focused. As they're future focused, they're starting to ask those questions about how my life is going to be different. That's how you know they've hit the hot level. So here's a mistake to avoid. Do not try to close when they're still cold or barely warm. You might as well have walked out the door the second you walked in if you don't understand this and don't take them to the hot level. So here's the homework. What is your read on their emotional temperature right now? So think about your last three appointments. And then, of course, yes, every next appointment you get to, we're going to be paying attention to this. What lens are they viewing you through? And what is your read on their emotional temperature right now? Figure it out, because everyone is at one of those levels of the minute you walk in the door, and they don't have to stay where they're at if they're not already at hot. And if they're hot, you can make it hotter. And that's the goal. So that is number two foundational concept here, is the sales thermometer. Number three, the emotional buy cycle, how people decide. this is probably different than anything you've ever heard. I've never heard this before. So when I was developing this, it makes total sense to me. This is how my brain works. I want to communicate this to you and help you, really help you learn to think differently. So, the emotional buy cycle, how people decide. You may be walking them through a presentation, but they are riding an emotional wave. So there's five stages to the emotional buyer cycle. The first is awareness. Do I even have a problem? We know, of course, if it's 105 out or it's 5 out and something's completely broken, yes, they know they have a problem. Now, that's only a tiny fraction of the market and of the people that we see. The biggest questions that come in, and I'm sure you've had them as well, when it's in the shoulder months, or you're at a maintenance call, or at just a repair call, or God forbid, you're in one of the platforms right now that are trying to make a 90% turnover rate to new systems because somebody's static pressure is off by 0.5. Do they even know they have a problem? That's the first question. They have to know they have a problem. The second is safety. Do I feel safe with you? So one, they have to understand they have a problem first. Yes, that's why we start the process with the discovery, deep dive into their problems. What are their concerns? What are their fears? What are they experiencing living in their home? The second step to this, though, after they understand that they do have a problem, is do I feel safe with you? Do I feel safe with you? If they don't feel safe with you, it does not matter whatever else you do. You're going to get a think about it. You're going to get shopping. You're going to get three bids. You're going to get talk to somebody else. If they don't feel safe, there's no close, period. It has to do with trust. So the second is safety. Do I feel safe with you? Number three is belief. Do I believe this will work for me? That's why social proof is so important. That's why we plant that credibility flag for reviews. That's why you have to have your book of before and after pictures and testimonies and reviews and handwritten letters. They need to believe it will work for them. So belief is number three. Number four is a vision. Can I picture my life with this solved? How will my life change or be different once this project is done? Can I picture my life with this solved? So number four is vision. Number five is decision. Now, this is important. Am I emotionally ready to move forward? Am I ready now? Are they ready? Are they skipping any one of these steps will create friction. Buyers must feel emotionally anchored before they choose. They have to feel safe. So here's a word track for you, and then I've got more homework. So this one is really fun. If somebody is getting stuck, say the belief, say you've got the first three down. It's clear they got a problem. Do they feel safe with you once you've crossed that barrier? Do they believe this will work for them? Yes. Social proof, whatever you're using, yes, they believe it'll work for them. If you're getting stuck on vision, here's a word track that'll help. Would it help if we looked at what life looks like on the other side of this problem? Now, when you ask a question like that, we are speaking at a different level than I can guarantee you any other person walking into that home is speaking at. When you speak at a different level, people will rise to a different level. This is truly how to differentiate yourself in the marketplace. Sound different. Would it help if we looked at what life looks like? What life looks like on the other side of this problem? When they say yes, then you can paint the picture, become an incredible storyteller. You have to be a good storyteller in sales. So here's your homework. In your last five closes, where did the buyers stall? What emotional stage were they in? Think back through this. If you've got the stages of awareness, do I even have a problem? Safety, do I feel safe with you? Belief, do I believe this will work for me? Vision, can I picture my life with this solved? And decision, am I emotionally ready to move forward? Where did they stall? where, how did you have to fight to overcome it? If it sold, if it didn't sell, where was the sticky point? Why were you not able to overcome? Because I'd put a $100 bill right down here on my desk in this moment. I bet it was one of these places that they got stopped at, and then it turned into the way they communicated it to you was, man, can you email this to me? We're going to have to think about it. Or, you know what? We got to do our due diligence. I just want to be upfront with you. We're going to get three more bids on this thing. Or we've got to talk to Uncle Jerry's aunt, uncle's brother, sister's Billy Bob 8 states over that used to have an air conditioning company 17 years ago. Something. But it's one of these places. I can almost guarantee you, not almost, I can guarantee you it's one of these. So where did they stall? So figure it out. The first part of this is awareness. We're going to go through how to solve a lot of this in this process, but that's awareness. So let's anchor this in a little bit. Imagine knowing exactly where your buyer is in their decision process and giving them what they need to move forward naturally instead of forcing it. When you stop pushing and you start aligning, your conversations flow. Resistance drops and closing becomes a shared decision. It's not a battle. It should not be a fist fight at the end. It should be in alignment with what is working. That resistance drops and it just works. It just makes sense for them. So let's bullet it back. Here we go. Some bullet points. Sales isn't about persuasion, it's about precision. It's not about persuasion, it's about precision. The buyer lens, it helps you enter their world. The sales thermometer tells you if they feel safe or not. And the emotional buy cycle reveals the real emotional steps to yes. So these three tools are the foundation. We're going to be layering more as we go, but this is the lens. This is the language. This is the logic of elite sales communication. So if you want to know more about this, you want me to train your team directly to use these frameworks, go to closeitnow.net, pop me a message in the chat box, or email me directly, sam@closeitnow.net, or go join the Facebook group. In fact, Instagram even, The Real Close It Now. I'm on Instagram, pop me a DM there, or join the Facebook group, search Close It Now. It will come up. If you just search, in fact, I challenge everybody, go to Google and search Close It Now, and the last few people I've had do this, I own all of page one and page two with Google. So maybe I should do a class on organic SEO because I'm dominating right now if you search my brand name, which is really, really fun. And I'll tell you the secret, consistency. There's no magic bullet. It's just consistency. So if you want to know more about this, you need to dive into this with you or with your team. Remember the three ways you can work with me. One is one-on-one coaching, where we work directly. It's a 9-month program. It's long enough to have a baby, and that baby is going to be a sales sharpshooter. So it's a 9-month program when you work with me one-on-one. I want to tell you that up front. There is no shortcut to this. So it's a 9-month program on a one-on-one basis. Level two is a one-shot training for your company. We come in, we knock it out of the park for a week, and that includes 3 months of virtual support on the back end. I'm hopping in with your team. We're doing role plays. We're doing more training. It's to make sure that they are implementing. It's not just a flash in the pan. Make sure they implement it becomes part of the habit. And number three, trade scale. That is where we work with you. We deep dive into your business. We build systems and we help you in 12 to 18 months multiply your revenue, jump right past that business wall, and get you going to the very next level. We're literally doubling companies in a matter of 18 months. So absolutely reach out if you want to know about that as well. So, comment. I would love for you to leave me a review. I work just like you guys. 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or on Google. Let's blow up the review game. Episode two, what we're going to be covering next, we're going to be great breaking down the four buyer archetypes. This is where it's going to really get tactical, so you don't want to miss it. And make sure to share this with a team member or a leader who needs to hear this today, because I know especially this series, we're covering things no one has ever talked about. So we're breaking new ground. We're innovating here because this is how true sales happens. Screw the script for a minute. we're getting into the heart. This is the language behind the script, because so many people are tired of, you know, everybody that walks into their house sounding like they came out of a can and they sound like a robot. We're way past that. Those days are over. We are into the transformational, the new level of selling, and that's exactly what this Close It Now movement is. So thank you for listening today. I hope that this has been a spark of energy and inspiration in your day. I know you're out there grinding. It is almost the end of June 2025. Go keep crushing it, everybody, and make sure work to become someone worth buying from.
You've been listening to the Close It Now podcast. Our passion is to dive headfirst into the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement, and at the same time, covering fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth, proving that we can indeed have it all. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, find the website at closeitnow.net. Find us on Instagram at The Real Close It Now and on Facebook at Close It Now. See you next time.